BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
This show contains strong language.
Scott Mills.
The Friday Behind the Scenes Bonus Extra Bits Podcast with Chris Stark.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Friday Extra Podcast. I thought we could jazz it up a little bit this week by having actual Scott Mills involved. Hello.
I've never done this before.
Mate, welcome along.
What happens here then?
Well, it's really loose. We can do whatever we want. This is basically the bit of the week where we can clear up stuff that's happened throughout the week. Sometimes we speak to people that have enjoyed the podcast for whatever reason. Sometimes we play special bits from the show that never actually made it onto the Radio 1 show, so people won't have heard it before.
It's a whole new world.
It really is a whole new world. It's just what we do on a Friday. Keep the podcast going.
Is it true that sometimes the producer says stuff?
Yes.
Is that true, producer?
Producer Will has been here. You only hear him here.
Wow.
And he gives fascinating insights.
That's an exclusive.
More technical. They are quite boring.
God, this is... See what I mean? Really loose.
There's just voices. There's voices here. There's there. Hey. Sometimes Jess pipes in. Say hello, Jess.
This is weird.
It's weird because it doesn't feel...
like a radio show. Well, it's not a radio show.
Well, it's not a radio show. No. That's why we do it. So if you're listening to this now and you ever have any questions, the end of the week is where we can just sort of clear things up and speak to you guys. So we also want to play out some of the highlights from this week. One of our favourite things that I think we did this week, Scott, was offer advice to a lovely lady called Isabel. Now, two of her housemates were banging. And I think the problem that she
had
was
they didn't know that they were shagging.
That's it. And she didn't know really how to deal with this newfound knowledge. And it is a tricky one, isn't it? Two housemates get together, suddenly it frees up a room, but also they're then hogging the sofa and stuff like that, all sorts of problems.
And then that went into a lengthy discussion, which continued for several days, about when you have a shower with someone. It's supposed to be sexy. It's anything but.
No.
This is what happened when we talked to Isabel. Radio 1. Okay, we now have a caller on the line. All I know is that we've had to change their voice. What's this, Chris?
Well, it's another one of these dilemmas.
Right.
But yeah, they want complete anonymity.
Okay. Hello, caller. I've changed your voice. I've made you quite high. How can I help? No one can hear that.
Far too high.
That's ridiculous. No one's going to be able to understand you. Bear with. How about now? Hello.
Don't you miss my voice? Hello.
Yeah, that's all
hello,
right.
Hello.
I can understand you now.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have a dilemma regarding as a housemate situation, right?
Yeah. So I live in a house of four people who are all my friends. And all of us, we're quite close. It's a four-man flat and it's quite small. But we, two of us, were just told that the other two of our flatmates have been in a relationship for the last 8 months.
Oh,
what?
Yeah. And we didn't know. We had no idea. They've been sneaking around.
Why are they being sneaky?
I don't know. That's what we asked them, but they're still being sneaky about it. If anything, now it's weirder because now they're being open.
I'll tell you why they've been sneaky, because they were enjoying the sneakiness of it.
They were
living the stereotype. And the problem is, I actually hope I'm wrong in this situation, but I reckon the relationship will fizzle out quite quickly now that the bubble's burst. They probably were loving the fact, it was like, shh, shh. And what fake name have we given you? Do you want a fake name? You sound like you want to be kept secret.
Yeah.
A fake name, Scott?
Isabel.
Isabel.
That's you now.
I reckon that they were loving...
Isabel, I like that name.
Yeah. I reckon they were loving Isabel. They were like, they'll be in the bedroom, they'll be like, shh, shh, yeah. Isabel's coming.
Creeping
quick,
around.
Hide. Like, they loved all that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we did have our suspicions, but we thought maybe they were kind of messing around, maybe there was something going on, but it was calm. But no, it's been a full-on 8 months relationship.
Yeah,
they've been going on dates, they've been... It's too much.
They're getting the thrill out of this.
Mm. Yeah, I think they are. It's actually open now, though.
So they've said it's on now to you, have they?
Yeah, they've said it's definitely on.
Now, how do you feel about that?
I mean, not great. It's quite weird living with a couple when you're not in a couple.
Yeah.
And you didn't know you were living with a couple.
You didn't know you were living with a couple. They take up the big sofa in the evening and we can't sit on it.
Yes.
What about you and the other housemate? Could you become a couple?
My housemate's gay. So sadly not.
Oh, sure.
Not.
But he's gay.
He wouldn't go for me.
But is he?
I think he is.
Yes, okay. Maybe that's been a lie for the last 8 months as well. Maybe they're all lying to you.
Maybe there's more lies to come out. Maybe it's just a flat of lies.
You're right, it is. It's a flat of lies.
So people get so angry about living with couples. It's a real thing, this. I remember when my girlfriend at the time had moved into a place, but we'd just started seeing each other. And the flatmates absolutely hated me coming over.
Yeah.
But at least you didn't live there.
Yeah, no, but eventually I moved in.
Oh.
I just slowly moved things in.
Taking showers together.
Oh, okay.
they're hogging up the bathroom for like an hour at a time. It's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah, did you not find that suspicious when you found them both in the shower? Like, looking back over the last 8 months, was that a red flag?
They didn't do
for
that
you?
Before.
Oh, right, okay.
But they were very good at sneaking it around. Like, they would shut both doors, but both going to one bedroom.
We're saving water.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry about it. I reckon it will fizzle out soon. It was a thrill thing.
Are you going to move out as a result?
I think so, yeah.
Well, worse than being with a couple that are together is when a couple then break up and you've got to live with a broken up couple.
Yeah, awful.
Oh.
Exactly.
All right. Okay, well, let us know how you get on if you do move out. Good to speak to you. Oh, no, you've done really.
Now, some people listening to this podcast will be slightly angry that we've just played out something that was on an earlier Scott Mills Daily.
Right.
And I don't want to do this podcast down. You know how it is, Scott. Everyone's got a podcast at the moment. I think there's something like 660,000 podcasts out of there. That was producer Will who came up with that fact.
Yeah.
But let's be real, a lot of them are shit.
Yeah, they are.
So even with this most basic level of podcast today, which is like our extra show podcast, I still like to think it's better than a lot of the crap out there.
Yeah, there is a load of crap, isn't there?
But what we do offer you guys is a chance to heap praise on the show. Maybe any complaints that you have. Right now on the line we've got Bryony. Bryony, what are you calling about?
I'm calling about your show yesterday when you were saying about showering together.
Yeah.
And I had a bit of a bad experience having a shower with my partner after a night out.
Oh, excellent.
Here we go.
Brilliant.
Go on,
right,
then.
Yeah, because it's got the everyone thinking this, hasn't it? Because I've showered with a couple of partners. in my time, and I've never really enjoyed it as an experience. So for me, it's been very therapeutic this week, like it all being on. And you've showered with people before, Scott, I'm sure. Be real.
Yeah.
He's lying.
I don't know.
No, I would say most people. Well, you know, a lot of people listening will have done this at some point. But Bryony, you're one of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened?
We came in from a night out and not quite sure how we ended up in the shower. But as we were in the shower, I went to go move out the way and we are at his mum's house at the time and his mum sleeps in the room next door.
Well, why do you think that was a good idea?
Well, as I went to turn around, I fell completely onto my back into the shower, took his legs out with me, which he come down, made a massive bang, and his mum walked in and found us.
Oh,
I don't know what you were thinking, though.
Thinking?
Like, you're having a shower next door to where his mum is sleeping. Like, for one, she'll be wondering, why are they having a shower after a night out? Why is either of them having a shower after a night out? Although, that said,
I don't think we were thinking about that at the time. I think we were just very drunk and...
Yeah, you just wanted a shower. I occasionally put the shower on, or have done in the past, to sort of disguise a poo.
Yeah, same.
God, this podcast really is.
Yeah, it's really something. I'm really enjoying it.
Anyway, look, Bryony, so did you enjoy the stuff we were talking about this week, the shower, or has this brought back some horrible memory?
It did make me chuckle, but then it brought back some bad experiences.
You know what we got here? It's a classic, another thrill seeker.
Yeah, it is. That's why you were doing it. You knew the mum was next door and the shower, it was exciting, wasn't it?
If I could remember what it was like, I probably would remember, but I think it was this minute of madness.
What I've enjoyed this week on the show is this. I think it's quite a relatable story. I think we need to find more relatable experiences that we are all joined by, especially in relation to carnal activity.
We really got a huge response to this shower thing.
It's great. I've been thinking about it all week.
We're still getting them now. Bryony, good to speak to you.
Hey.
What else have you enjoyed on the show this week?
Oh, I've been listening to you all week. I do my work. So everything, really.
Yeah, and I see what you were doing there. You suddenly panicked, realised you can't think of one
anything,
thing, so just tried
thing.
To...
Yeah.
So you've been listening all
well,
week.
The foghorn,
so general
the car
bands.
Horn was a good one.
The what?
The car horn, trying to find the car horn. No,
that's not us. No.
Sorry. I listened to it all day, so...
Yeah, breaking up.
Yeah, all right. Gotta go anyway, Bryony.
Thank you. Bye.
But this is what it's all about. We like you guys being honest.
Yeah, I liked I liked when you did the car horn note.
Yeah.
Not our show.
It was worth a try though, because most radio features involve a car horn.
It really does put them on the spot though. That's a great question. Yeah. What else have you enjoyed? Well, everything really. Thanks for being on, Bryony. What next?
Special guest on we had this week, Scott. Youngblood.
Dominic from Doncaster.
Love him, right? So after Youngblood was on, did an amazing chat. We had such a good time with him. You're about to hear some of it in case you missed it. I love it when certain artists come on the show, because we don't have a lot of pop stars calling through all the time. It's like we select the ones that we know are brilliant. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we don't have them often, but when we do, they're good. They're really good.
Sorry to distract. That noise you could just hear was someone bringing in a present for Scott for his birthday.
No, it's not for me.
Oh, it's
actually,
not?
No.
No, it's
not.
No. Oh, it's for someone else on the team.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's anyway, not all about me.
Youngblood was amazing this week. After the interview, to let you all into a little secret, I got a text from my cousin Sarah, who lives just outside of Doncaster, saying she went to school with Youngblood and gave me some fascinating knowledge about what he used to be like at school.
Yeah.
We'd known before the interview.
Yeah, I wish we had as well. So we talked loads to him about how when you're in the local paper, your mum gets so excited, like more than anything else you do. You could be doing like a sold out tour of America and your mum would be like, yeah, that's nice. But when you get in like the local paper, they go crazy for it.
I was in Doncaster Free Press.
I know, I've just seen it.
Imagine, you know what I mean?
But you could be like, yeah, but mum, I've also just played a show in Los Angeles. She's like, yeah, but you're in the Doncaster Free Press.
Donny Free Press, yeah. Man, next to like, crazy.
The headline, Doncaster music star and US singer girlfriend Halsey enjoy Australian luxury yacht trip.
Wow.
I know. I mean, it must be great that the Doncaster Free Press newspaper announced that you two are romantically linked.
I mean, it's just like, Donny's just...
first.
Donny, innit? Do you know what I mean? Good old Doncaster.
But you got to love the Doncaster Free Press. I'm looking at it now. Here's another article. Here's how to get cut price carveries in Doncaster. And another article. Do you want to know?
I mean, I do want to know. Tell me.
All right.
Well, just tell me.
How do you do that?
It says a Doncaster restaurant is one of the first in the country to offer discounted takeaway carveries. Takeaway?
Takeaway carvery?
By using a free app. I mean, this seems like an amazing advert,
right.
But I think we're all in.
I'm definitely in.
I'm totally in, man. It's like Uber a carvery to your house.
That would be amazing, but you have to question how that will travel. Do you know what I mean?
That's it. Do you know what? That's funny, that, because, like, the beef and gravy will get soggy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You just don't want, like, watery beef, do you?
No, really not.
That's so funny.
I didn't think we'd be talking about watery beef today.
No.
What else have you got there, Chris?
The Doncaster Free Press. There's an article here. Can't sing. There's a choir being set up in Doncaster for tone-deaf people.
I mean...
Now, it's not a choir for the deaf, I should point out. It's a choir
for tone-deaf.
Yeah, it's for people who are bad singers, so you can join up with other bad singers. It's called the Doncaster Tuneless Choir.
To be honest, man, that's Doncaster Rovers Football Club, to be honest, man. Every time I'm there, it's like...
Don't you love that it goes from the carvery delivery to the choir for the tone-deaf to you on an Australian beach?
I mean, to be honest, it's just like, it's just totally schizophrenic, isn't it? Carvery's tone deaf and Dominic Garrison.
And we played the adult video or music video game with him. Here's number one.
That smile at 51 seconds.
Oh, I mean...
It's tricky, isn't it?
That is tricky because, like, I mean, do people usually smile in adult videos? It's usually a bit more intense, isn't it? You know, not in a bad way, but it's just like...
But 51 seconds in to either... I mean, let's think about it. Any of your music videos, are you smiling at 51 seconds?
Oh, man. 51 seconds, am I smiling?
Okay. So are you saying this is potentially adult?
I mean, potentially it could be a very smiley reciprocant.
Yeah. After 51 seconds, though. Like,
listen. I mean, they must be doing something right.
So what are you saying? Music video or adult video?
Adult video. Am I wrong?
Wrong.
No!
It's you.
Is it me?
In Lona.
Oh, yeah, of course it is, man. I'm with my mates.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, I hate that. It's like just me and Lona in my nan's house and around adult video. No, stop, man. It's like, give me...
The worlds are colliding.
Right, next one.
This is the kind of dude your mother warns you about.
Could be either or.
It actually could be.
Yeah.
It actually could be some heavily PC kind of mom going...
Well, let's look at both circumstances. Let's say it is one of your music videos. I think you're a very nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, I try and be nice. Yeah. I think I'm going for adult again.
Wrong.
No way!
Yeah, it's you, in Lona.
I mean, of course. I mean, fair. Yeah.
Tricky, someone's mum is warning against you.
I was the kid the mums didn't like at school. Do you know what I mean?
Why?
Because, I don't know, I'd just come round and be like, these beans on toast aren't as good as my mum's.
You love beans on toast? Yeah. That's twice
you've
mentioned
it. I love beans on toast.
It's on the brain, mate. You need to satisfy yourself.
Can someone just get me some beans on toast after this? That'd be wicked.
Right, next one. Next
this one. Makes me tremble so much. Oh. Favourited for good.
I don't know, man. This game.
You've got none right so far.
I know.
Adult or one of yours?
One of mine? Arrogantly?
No, adult.
No way!
You are terrible at this.
I'm so bad at this. I just don't... There's, like, not really a distinction.
Here's another one.
This video is so well directed.
Oh, man.
All the shots and the overall symbols are really strong and efficient. Such great storytelling. Just can't stop watching it again and again until...
Adult! Adult! Some weirdo on an adult video.
No, it's yours. It's the video for 11 minutes.
Oh, really? Thank you so much for that comment. Right, honestly,
young
man
Halsey and Travis Barker there.
Just called him a weirdo.
I misjudged you. You are actually a really artistically inclined person.
Scott Mills.
Alright. So is this a comment underneath one of your videos or one of the more adult videos? Here we go.
He is probably the sexiest and most underrated man I have ever seen.
Oh, man. Now if I say it's me, I look like a right idiot, don't I?
Yeah, you've got a problem here.
But I am losing.
But you think it's you, don't you?
But
sexy and most underrated man ever.
I don't think it's me, but I'm just trying to understand the language of... Mm. I mean, rather arrogantly, I think it's under my...
Adult.
No way!
Is it?
Yeah.
I
underrated.
Look like a complete...
No, it's all good.
Mum, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Intrigued.
Underrated.
Yeah.
Underrated, man.
I suggest they're not getting the credit they deserve for their work.
Yeah, exactly. It's like trying really hard. We've done six
takes.
It's
like they're doing their
this.
Best to make noise, you know? But it's just...
No, I'm not gonna imitate that, man. So I have ADHD and part of my brain is like screaming to do an impression, but I'm just like, not gonna.
What about this one?
Although it looks like it was shot on a budget, this video deserves more attention.
Oh, man. So what we've learned from this interview, Youngblood's arrogant, he's skin, and he loves beans on toast. oh, no.
What one?
Mine. Music? My video.
Adult.
No way!
Is that every one of them he's got
wrong?
I am
so
bad.
What
are the chances?
I know.
Of
I mean, statistically, even.
Statistically. Wrong every time.
Okay, I've got one more.
Come on, man, please.
Literally had an asthma attack during this.
I mean, it must have been an appalling sight. There's a lot of situation to find yourself in if it is the latter.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
So one of yours or one of the adult ones?
I mean, I've got nothing to lose now. No. I just had an asthma attack during this. It would be... No, it wouldn't be hilarious during that. Mine. Correct! Yes! Yes!
He's
I will
one,
take
one.
That. One!
He's
one.
Got one.
Falling Skies video.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ask. I mean, I've got asthma as well. I had an asthma attack making it.
Listen, it's been so good to meet you. Will you come back and see us again
soon? Absolutely, man, if you'll have me. Yeah,
of course we will. It's been the best. Thank you so much,
man. I'm sorry how terrible it was.
Scott Mills.
Right then, how was that for you? Enjoy being on this podcast?
Yeah, I feel, it's definitely loose, but I feel kind of free.
I quite like doing it with you because we get to have a proper discussion about stuff that goes on. Often it's just me, producer Will.
I might do it
Jess
again.
Jess is there sometimes and we just...
I probs won't, but I might.
Chat shite. But anyway, we're back. Proper show next week, 1 to 4 on Radio 1. Scott Mills Daily, back in anger from Monday. Have a good weekend.
One. Right, three things for you, Ariel. Jamie Lang in his mum's clothes on a date. Interested?
Obviously.
She's like, why don't you go and put in your mum's high heels? Then we ended up hooking up in my mum's high heels.
In the heels?
And tank top, yeah.
Hey, I'm Luke Franks.
And I'm Ariel Free.
And we're lifting the lid on dating in 2019.
Each week we'll be joined by two celebs who will reveal their worst dating disasters. We'll also hear from you guys. Horrendous dating stories, DM disasters, and answer those dating dilemmas.
The Worst Dates podcast.
Download it now on BBC Sounds.